like the way he maneuvered the doctor, who was much closer to the patients since the fishing trip, into ordering subscriptions to Playboy and Nugget and Man, and getting rid of all the old McCalls that bloated-faced public relation had been bringing from home and leaving in a pile on the ward. Articles he thought we might be particularly interested in checked with a green ink pen. McMurphy even had a petition in the mail to somebody back in Washington, asking that they look into the lobotomies and electroshock that was still going on in government hospitals. "I just wonder," the guys were beginning to ask, "what's in it for old Mac?" After the thought had been going around the ward a week or so, the big nurse tried to make her play in group meeting. The first time she tried, McMurphy was there at the meeting and he beat her before she got good and started. She started by telling the group that she was shocked and dismayed by the pathetic state the ward had allowed itself to fall into. Look around, for heaven's sakes. Actual pornography clipped from those smut books and pinned on the walls. She was planning, incidentally, to see to it that the main building made an investigation of the dirt that had been brought into this hospital. She sat back in her chair, getting ready to go on and point out who was to blame and why, sitting on that couple seconds of silence that followed her threat like sitting on a throne, when McMurphy broke her spell into whoops of laughter by telling her to be sure now and remind the main building to bring their little hand mirrors when they came for the investigation. So the next time she made her play, she made sure he wasn't at the meeting. He had a long-distance phone call from Portland and was down in the phone lobby with one of the black boys waiting for the party to call again. When 1 o'clock came around and we went to moving things, getting the day room ready, the least black boy asked if she wanted him to go down and get McMurphy and Washington for the meeting, but she said no, it was all right, let him stay. Besides, some of the men here might like a chance to discuss our Mr. Randall Patrick McMurphy in the absence of his dominating presence. They started the meeting telling funny stories about him and what he'd done, and talked for a while about what a great guy he was, and she kept still, waiting till they'd all talked this out of their systems. Then the other questions started coming up. What about McMurphy? What made him go on like he was, do the things he did? Some of the guys wondered if maybe that tale of him faking fights at the work farm to get sent here wasn't just more of his spoofing, and that maybe he was crazier than people thought. The big nurse smiled at this and raised her hand. "Crazy like a fox," she said. "I believe that is what you're trying to say about Mr. McMurphy." "What do you mean?" Billy asked. McMurphy was his special friend and hero, and he wasn't too sure he was pleased with the way she'd laced that compliment with things she didn't say out loud. "What do you mean, like a fox?" "It's a simple observation, Billy," the nurse answered pleasantly. "Let's see if some of the other men could tell you what it means. What about you, Mr. Scanlon?"